WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone, wake up and win. It's your boy Jackson Reed here, ready to kickstart your day with a dose of inspiration and real talk. Ever feel like your relationships are dragging you down? Like you're stuck in a cycle of resentment, anger, or just plain misunderstanding? Today, we're diving deep into the powerful practice of forgiveness and understanding, not because it makes us saints, but because it sets us free. We're talking about how to break through those walls of hurt and create genuine connections that actually nourish our souls. Trust me, this stuff matters. It's the key to unlocking happier, healthier relationships with everyone from your significant other to that grumpy coworker who always steals the last donut. Let's get into it. 5 key takeaways for cultivating forgiveness and understanding in your relationships. First things first. Forgiveness isn't about condoning or forgetting. It's about releasing the grip of anger and resentment on your heart. Think of it like this: holding onto those negative emotions is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. You're dragging yourself down, and eventually, that weight becomes unbearable. Forgiveness is choosing to lighten your load, even if it doesn't erase the hurt. Second, understand comes before forgiveness. It takes genuine effort to truly see things from another person's perspective. Have you ever had a disagreement where you just couldn't understand where the other person was coming from? Sometimes we get so caught up in our own feelings that we forget to listen with an open heart. Try asking questions, actively listening, and seeking to understand their motivations and experiences. You might be surprised by what you learn. Third, communication is key, but it's not just about talking, it's about truly connecting. When we communicate from a place of understanding and empathy, we can build bridges instead of walls. Instead of saying "you always," try "I feel when you." This shifts the focus from blame to feelings, creating space for honest and vulnerable conversations. Fourth, practice empathy even when it's tough. We all have our own baggage, our own experiences that shape our reactions. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, even if we don't see them. Try putting yourself in their shoes, imagining how they might be feeling. A little compassion can go a long way. And finally, forgiveness is a process, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and sometimes a whole lot of grace. Be patient with yourself, be kind to others, and remember that progress over perfection is the real win here. Now, let me tell you about this one time. I was in a massive argument with my best friend. We've been through so much together, but this one fight felt different. There were hurt feelings, accusations flying back and forth, and I swear we both reached our boiling points. But instead of letting the anger fester, I took a step back, tried to understand where he was coming from even though it was tough. And finally, apologized for my part in things. The conversation wasn't easy, but it was honest and ultimately brought us closer together. It reminded me that forgiveness isn't about being weak, it's about strength, the strength to let go of resentment and build something stronger on the other side. So, remember these key takeaways. Forgiveness isn't condoning. Understanding comes before forgiveness. Communication is crucial. Practice empathy and forgive yourself as well as others. It's a journey, not a race. And trust me, the rewards are worth every step. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one relationship where you could use a little more forgiveness and understanding. Take a moment to reflect on their perspective, send them a kind text, or even just practice listening with an open heart during your next conversation. You've got this. And remember, keep those spirits high, keep striving for greatness, and as always, don't forget to wake up and win. I'll catch you on the flip side, and let's make today awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.